The panel of state lawmakers set up to investigate Franklin Representative Jeremy Durham say he should not be expelled. That despite finding strong evidence that he engaged in a pattern of sexual misbehavior dating back to his arrival at the Capitol nearly 4 years ago. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Outside investigators told the panel they'd found 22 women that Durham had sexually harassed. The incidents ranged from flirtatious comments to inappropriate touching, and with one college student, sexual encounters in his office. It's enough to warrant throwing Durham out of the legislature, the panel concluded, but the group recommended against that action, noting voters can make the decision for themselves on Election Day. Tennessee Democratic Party Chair Mary Mancini says lawmakers are trying to pass the buck.
This has gone on for way too long, and the Republican leadership have let it gone on for way too long. Period, end of story.
But members of the panel argue expelling Durham now would have little point. It would only last until Election Day, and the Franklin Republican has already been relieved of most of his duties. He's also been banished to an out-of-the-way office in another building. House Speaker Beth Harwell bristles at the suggestion Durham is being let off.
This may be one of the few times in his life he has been held accountable.
Harwell says that if Durham does somehow win re-election, she intends to continue to keep him isolated. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.
Durham's attorney, Bill Harbison, issued a statement on the report. He called the investigation politically motivated, unfair, and unconstitutional, and dismissed its conclusions as the one-sided testimony of anonymous women. Investigators say they gave Durham an opportunity to respond to the allegations before the report's release, but he declined.